Let's go. Welcome back.
We're a little late.
More on that in a minute.
But welcome.
Welcome back,
to
guys.
To another episode of License to Chill.
Yeah, you guys are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Hannah.
And guys, today's the day. We have finally brought a guest onto the show.
Guest?
Please introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. I'm Maddie. I'm Elizabeth's roommate and have been since sophomore year, and I am Hannah's friend. Aww. Hello. It is lovely to be here, and I'm so excited.
She's a natural. Yeah.
One of our true loyal listeners has been supporting me on the radio show since day one.
She's up there with,
like, my mom and dad, Hannah's mom and dad, Aunt Donna. She's up there in the
room. Shout out to Aunt Donna.
Always.
I can't help it. Your music taste is phenomenal. Like, what else am I supposed to do?
Thank you. So yeah, today's the day. It only took us 6 seasons to get a guest on here, but I can think of no better choice for the first guest on License to Chill.
I am so flattered, but let's get into the music.
Should we do our first round?
Let's do our first round. Let's get it set up.
Hannah's gonna get the songs queued up. We're ready to go.
This song is good. I think I've never heard it, but I can tell it's good. Okay, here we go, everyone. 1, 2, 3, music time.
Get out of bed when I hear you in the kitchen, cause you have more to say about all your thoughts and worries surrounding my condition. I can't understand it, I know that it's hard to be happy in my presence. You won't let it go, and I think I'm getting more indecisive by the second. You think I should talk to somebody, cause you
Thank you.
Hey guys, we're back. So that was Love Will Set You Free. I spelled you wrong while typing that in. But now it is corrected for everyone who's listening later on. And that was by Desperation Pop. And then the second song was Golden, a demo by Hippocampus. Yeah,
so the first song, Love Will Set You Free, that was my choice. Not gonna lie, I was not that creative this week with my song choices. Everything's from the Discover Weekly. So, actually, lies. The last one is not the Discover Weekly.
That's okay. Discover Weekly's great.
Yeah, so that's what we're here for. The Discover Weekly, you know, introduces you to new tunes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like my Discover Weekly is always, like, low-key whack.
You don't like it?
What do you mean?
Like, it doesn't quite catch, like, my genre of music that well.
I know what you mean. I think that sometimes when I'm listening to music, I'm like, you know what? I want a specific something, mm-hmm. and I go to Discover Weekly, and it gives me, like, a vibe I don't want, and I'm like, frick you, Discover Weekly.
Facts.
I think we have a weird mix. Like, I have workout music, I have the License to Chill vibe music. And then I have, don't hate me for this, I listen to the lo-fi beats when I'm doing work.
No, that's okay. I thought you were going to say something, like, terrible.
No. The lo-fi beats, you know, the Spotify playlist.
That's fine. That's totally fine.
Yeah, I like that when I'm doing work. So I have, like, those three genres, and then Discover Weekly tries to mash them together, and sometimes I'm like, not quite, but I pick out the ones I like, and it works.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I started listening to, I'll do, like, jazz or classical music while I'm doing work.
Interesting.
Oh.
And like some piano?
I feel so classy.
You're
like, wow. But I got an email from Spotify, and it was like, your Spotify Unwrapped is coming.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited, but I'm also like, frick, maybe it's going to give me, like, jazz.
I'm, like, genuinely concerned that Moo by Doja Cat is going to be in my top
five. No.
Shout out to Hayden.
I've heard that song once on the car ride.
Miserable,
to like a Frisbee tournament.
Terrible song.
So odd.
Yeah.
I wish we could play it on the show.
That'd be a great one.
I don't even want to hear it again.
It was, so I met Maddie and Hayden in Tennessee over the summer, and we were driving to one of our hikes, and they were like, you have to listen to this song. And they played it on aux, and I was like, wow, this is something.
Hey, listen, Pete Bartow loves it.
If Pete loves it, then the one and only Mr. Bartow.
No way.
Yes, I think it's hysterical.
He plays it for all of his golf friends.
Are you serious?
God. Yes. Pete loves the song.
Plays Doja Cat.
Doja Cat.
For the golf
he calls
friends.
Her Doha Cat.
Oh, no.
Yes, I love that.
Mr. Bartow, no.
Okay, wait. To all our loyal listeners, please don't listen to this song. Just know, it's weird. You're not missing much.
Yeah, just take it with a grain of salt. If you do listen to it.
There are some positive Doja Cat songs, though.
That is true.
I like the one that's like, I think it's called like Kiss Me More. Basic.
Basic. Yeah, it's basic.
But I've heard it in the car, and I've liked, I think it's really interesting how sometimes you hear music like on a walk, in the car, while hanging out, and different songs really hit based on when you hear them.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Yeah.
It's very dependent on the surrounding vibes.
Totally. Well, the second song that we played was my pick. I'm pretty sure we did a playlist swap from the radio station. And that was... Wow. That was... I got a playlist from Tessa. Shout out to Tessa. And I think this song was... from that playlist, but we've also played a lot of Hippocampus in the past, and so that was pretty cool.
Hippocampus is quite the icon on our show.
I was only introduced to Hippocampus through your show. So
are you
like,
serious?
Yes, thank you guys.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't like all of his music, but
no.
He definitely has a couple hits that make it onto
the
show.
You like all their music?
So there's some I don't like. There's some that's too chill for me.
I guess I haven't listened to enough of it to like... I feel like I've listened to a lot of their... I don't know. I have positive feelings towards Hippocampus right now.
Yeah, net positive. Definitely net positive. But
yeah, net positive. Should we...
Should we jump into that second round?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I think that you hear that sound. Can you guys hear that sound? Do you hear that sound? There's like a sound in the background.
It's the heat in this building.
It's the heat, right?
If you can hear that... loud rattling in the
I've
background.
I've never been here before, so I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, that's the heat. Don't
I'm
be concerned.
I'm pretty sure it's the heat. I was talking to Jules, my roommate, and she had a showtime, and she was like, someone sounds like they're moving a cart outside. Definitely the heat.
Yeah, it's only started in the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks, so definitely the heat.
Okay.
But, yeah.
For everyone listening, that strange sound is definitely the heat.
Do not be concerned.
Do not be concerned. Okay, but next batch, here we frickin' go. I guess I better stay, moving on from better days. I miss my better ways, wish I never saw your face. But that's okay, hey. I guess I better stay moving on from
Hey guys, we're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Okay, so that was Moving On by Sarah and the Sundays and Streams by the Symposium.
Yeah, first song, My Choice, again, from the Discover Weekly. Weird heating noises in the background. No exciting backstory to that song, just good vibes, Discover Weekly. Mm-hmm. What else can you say?
Yeah, and the second song, my pick, I think it was also from Tessa.
Wow, Tessa really getting the shout-outs tonight.
Shout out to Tessa. Tessa also gave us her fire pit for the concert that we had on Friday, which was so much fun.
Oh, let's unpack the concert.
Oh, like, my. It was cold.
It was the most fun I've ever had in my life.
Are you serious?
For real?
No, I'm not serious. Okay. But it was so... It was like... So, I had the best time ever. I was drinking tea the entire time.
You looked much warmer than we were.
I did put some Fireball in my tea.
Oh,
wow.
But...
That tea took a spicy turn.
I had a great time. And I was... There was the opener band, which was some students in a band that formed their own band.
They were phenomenally talented.
Shout out to Percussive Incline, my new favorite band. So freaking good. But they were hanging out in my living room because the concert was in my backyard. And I was joking about how, like, we had a Guitar Hero. I was like, you guys can play Guitar Hero if you want to play. And they were like, you know what? You should come into our show and play your Guitar Hero during our show. And I was like, that's weird. And they were like, no, bet, do it. And I was like, okay. So I did it. You guys came right after my solo.
Oh,
we
no!
We missed your
you
solo?
You actually came, like, right after.
Wait, that is so tragic.
They were like, they didn't think it was going to happen. They were like, it's during the second song. We'll motion to come out. And so they were like, Hannah, during the second song. And I, like, got my guitar, went out, and I was like, they put a keyboard setting. They put the guitar setting on the keyboard.
Wait.
Oh.
That's wild. I'm so upset now.
You know, Maddie, if you hadn't been doing the Jody work, we would have made it a few minutes earlier.
You're so right, but you didn't want to be cold, so shut up.
Yeah, I can't.
No,
I can't
regrets.
It was a cold,
no regrets.
It was a cold evening.
No regrets, because I wasn't actually playing anything, so you really didn't miss anything.
Not like we were Mojo Hand's coldest and warmest concerts ever.
Mojo Hand? I love Mojo Hand.
You know, we're going to have a nice flashback to Loftcella upcoming in our little playlist tonight.
Oh, true fact. So, if we have time.
Oh, we always have time.
Oh, we always have time. Do not worry.
Oh, I'm on top of the timing.
Yeah. So that concert was so much fun. And Mojo Hand, I was so impressed with them, and I bought one of their shirts.
Did you really? I loved the shirts.
I bought one of their shirts.
It was a cool design. Very cool.
It was a cool design.
Yo, I just can't get over, like, I know I'm not a big jazz person. I admit, I'm not a big fan of jazz music.
That's okay.
But I can still appreciate how talented the students were that played jazz music.
I know.
Facts.
There's like a freshman here, Des Moines, who's a steel drum player.
He was phenomenal.
How cool is that?
There was a really good saxophone player.
Saxophone Jack. Yes.
Quinton on the bass, the guy on the keyboard. I was just all around
so
impressed.
Will on the keys.
The talent was incredible.
Like, blown away.
It was, yeah.
Really fun to AJ watch. On the drums. Shout out to my man in Percussive Incline.
Wait, that's the band name? Percussive Incline?
That's the band name.
That's very cool.
But, yeah, I know they were, like, in my home, and I was so, like, they're in my house.
Mojo Hand was in your house.
True facts.
Mojo Hand
they laughed
in
at
my...
your kitchen. I don't know why, but they did.
Yeah, that was pretty insane. But yeah, you want to play the next batch?
Should we do another round?
Let's do another round.
We can do another round.
We can do another round. Okay,
let's
guys.
Do it.
Here we go.
Say it's magic, 'cause you have to believe to make it happen. And I have to explain that I'm feeling something. The words quickly rush out my mouth.
she's spectacular. I send it all right back to her. Never ride it solo, cause she right there in my passenger. Yeah, she take the pain away. That might be my favorite thing. Oh, she got my heart beating louder than the 808. She like my music too, and think she could use a new man. What a wonder, what made you there? Let's not make this too confusing. Oh, okay, well, I have something to say. Thank God she wasn't afraid when I placed my lips right on top of hers. I said, I love you so much that it hurts. If someone's always gotta say it first, damn right. Well, maybe I could get what I deserve. Just a little bit of you. Oh, oh, your eyes are glowing like the moon. Oh, baby, there's love in the water, so watch out for that monsoon.
Yeah.
So that was Typhoon by Captiva.
I really liked that one.
And Can't Keep Checking My Phone by Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Oh, that was an Unknown Mortal Orchestra?
Yeah, I really like them.
They're good. We've seen them come up a couple times this year. I'm a fan.
I'm also a fan. Actually, Cole Raymond introduced them to me. Shout out to Cole.
The one and only.
Cole is our events director for radio, and I really... He was the one who set up the concert on Friday night, and yeah, really happy that he's our events director. Big shout out to Cole.
He knows what he's doing.
He does.
I can see that in his actions.
He really knows what he's doing, and I'm grateful that we have him on the board. He taught me how to set up a drum set.
Hmm.
I now know how to put cymbals. Set up cymbals.
He's pretty cool.
Cool Cole.
We do cool, call Cole. Him Cool Cole.
Or, yeah.
He likes skateboards. His sense of style is so unique.
He's an Eagle Scout.
Is he really?
Yeah, we had to. We had a s'mores party in my backyard for the radio station, and I was messaging in the group for the board, and I was like, "Hey guys, we have a fire pit for s'mores, but I don't know how to set up a fire. The person who we're borrowing the fire pit from isn't here. Shout out to Tessa." And I was like, I trust that someone will help us set up the fire. And I was actually going to shout out to Travis because I sensed that he was an Eagle Scout. I just had that feeling. He gave me Eagle Scout vibes, but I didn't say anything. So I posted that message, and Cole, like a minute later, sends a photo of his like Eagle Scout ID.
You needed to know that he had the qualifications
It was really funny. Yeah. Travis is also an Eagle Scout, though.
Look at us, just surrounded by Eagle
Scouts. Shout out to Travis. Wow. If you want to learn more about Travis, stay tuned to the next show where Travis will possibly be giving his show.
He's usually on time. He's usually pretty punctual.
I don't know. Maybe he went home for Thanksgiving something.
True, true. It is the Thanksgiving weekend.
So. Thanksgiving's coming up.
It's not the weekend. It's literally Monday.
But the break encompasses the weekend.
It's just a full week weekend.
Look, my break started at 11 o'clock today.
After
the exam. And guys, highlight of the day, mythology was canceled.
That was the highlight of your entire day.
I was literally in the bathroom and I hear her screaming. And I come out and she's like, guys, mythology is canceled.
Because I was like on my laptop and you know, you get the email notifications on your laptop when you're working. And it's like the email pops up and the headline is no classics 103 today. And I was like, yes, like the euphoria I felt when I saw that email, unparalleled.
Not as good as our time at Mesa.
You know, it was then eclipsed by our evening at Mesa. So today was just a good day around.
Shout out to the eclipse that happened Thursday at 3:45 a.m.
Did not realize that was happening, but you know.
I was there and it was really, really cool. Shout out to Nick D'Onofrio. Watched the eclipse with Nick D'Onofrio. It was a great time.
Wow. But
I'm happy that mythology was canceled.
Mythology was canceled. Got a 91 on my inorganic exam today.
Woo! Let's go!
Let's go.
Wait.
I definitely...
And we got to get guac.
And we ate quality guacamole.
Wait, my stomach is so filled. I don't want to talk about
it. Dad,
food.
Not as good as your guacamole. I just want you to know.
Wait, aww, really?
My dad's guacamole is unparalleled.
Can I taste it?
One of these days, you will taste it.
I really want to come visit you.
You have to come visit
me. I want to see your back garden.
Every time.
I want to see your backyard garden.
We will give you the back garden tour. You will eat guacamole.
Can we go visit their home one day?
I've been there, yeah. I'll
Maddie, go again. Maddie's been there?
Yeah.
Maddie's been there a couple times, yeah.
I don't know, I'm
on the way. I think that's why. I picked her up on the way to school multiple times.
I'm not on
like,
the
I'm
way.
Definitely out of your way, but it would still be a good time.
You're out of my way, too. But you add about a half hour.
I am between you and Lafayette. Like, you can't ignore me.
You add a full half hour.
I think that if I
drove
your home, it would be like 4 hours. Wait, let's see. Talk to the people while I entertain.
While you Google
our food at Mesa.
Should we give them the rundown?
Oh my gosh, yes.
All right, so we started with the double serving of guacamole.
Which we demolished.
Oh my god.
It was gone.
Stomach.
It's a vegetable though, so that's okay. And then we...
Good fat.
We split the fajita entree.
And we chicken still couldn't chorizo. Finish it. We still couldn't finish it.
Guys, I just want to put this out there. My dad said all are welcome to come eat guacamole.
Oh, thank you.
Stop it. I am so excited.
One of these days, Hannah, you will experience my dad's guacamole. It is
unparalleled.
I
want to see the garden.
And you will also see the garden.
The garden is beautiful.
You know, I could get you a personal tour with my dad himself for the garden.
Really?
No one can... compare to his knowledge of our garden.
You have not lived until you've received food from the Goods Garden.
The Goods Good Garden.
You've gotten what? Green beans, asparagus? Have we given you zucchini? What else have you gotten?
I don't think I've gotten zucchini.
No zucchini? Tomatoes? I'm surprised. Tomatoes? We've probably given you tomatoes.
Like, I definitely am. I need to see this garden.
It's quite something.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
But that means you have to come in the summer when it's in full swing. Like, right now, we could give you the tour, but, like, it's just not the same.
Okay, from my house to your house, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
That's
so
nothing.
What's your excuse?
And I drive through Allentown.
That's nothing. 222? Who needs that?
Sorry, how far did we drive in one day to Shenandoah?
I did drive 10 hours to meet them in Tennessee, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah, God. I have no clue why you did that.
It was fun. You know, you only live once. I'll drive 10 hours to visit you in Tennessee.
I think the problem is I don't have a car.
Ooh.
Well, you could drive and then just have your car break down.
You could take the train to Lancaster and I could pick you up in Lancaster.
Really?
Yeah, there's an Amtrak station in Lancaster. Douglasville.
Or we just leave tomorrow, Hannah.
Just come home with me and Chris tomorrow.
This says 11 hours.
On the train?
Oh.
How? Yes.
That is spicy.
You know what? We'll figure this out while we play our next round of tunes. We'll get the travel situation under control.
Yeah, absolutely.
It definitely does not take you 11 hours to get to my house by train.
I don't know. The train stops are literally insane. Like, when I used to take it from Harrisburg to Allentown, it would be, like, 4 hours.
I feel like Harrisburg to Allentown is pretty equivalent from her area of New York to my house. Like, that's pretty...
Let me look up. Maybe it's trying to take you to... I'll look up what it's like to go to Lancaster.
Or Douglasville. I'm pretty sure... I'm 99% sure there's an Amtrak station in Douglasville.
Douglasville.
My dad said if you were to get the garden tour right now, all you would see is butternut squash.
I like squash. That's one of my favorite foods.
Be warned. If you were to come home with me tomorrow, you would receive butternut squash.
Transit directions not available.
We have an
Douglas
army
Hill.
Of them standing in front of our back patio door.
I'm fully sure that yours is better than the school squash.
I can guarantee you, like,
I know.
Money back guarantee.
Oh, yeah.
That our butternut
squash.
Oh,
yeah, money back.
At least
back
10 squash. Times better.
At least.
Money back.
Money back.
Money back
you really
guarantee.
Want to say that the school squash is better than the good squash?
You would never.
No, I can't confirm good squash is better.
Straight exactly. Facts. Play our tunes.
Just had to cough there.
They definitely heard it in our mics too.
But it was less intense.
Facts. I'll give it to you.
Okay, guys. Wow, this show went by so fast. Oh, wait.
Oh, did we miss it?
No, we're chilling.
Absolutely not. We're
oh
good.
Oh, my God.
We're so
we've
good.
Played this band before, I think.
We have not played this song before. I have checked. I did check. I think I checked.
I feel like I remember this band. But new tunes are coming right now. Let's go.
She vanished in the
guys.
Welcome back.
What's up? Yeah, so that was Candy Wrappers by Somersault and Sweater Song by Phone Boy.
Yeah, so first pick, Candy Wrappers, my choice, from the playlist with Amy. We've all heard about it before. I won't go back into detail.
Shout out to Amy.
Really, really speedy. We have a little story about the second song. Maddie, go.
Oh, Lord. I got to pick the second song, which I am so honored to have gotten to do as a guest of the show. Yeah, but we got to listen to Phone Boy live at
Loft. Let's go. Shout out to Phone Boy. Shout out to Ricky.
At Loftcella last year, and it was a phenomenal experience. Even in COVID, they still managed to get the crowd going. And I just fell in love with their music, and I'm so grateful that I got to be here as a guest host.
Woo! Yes, so
guys,
it's 9 o'clock. So in case you forgot, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This was Licensed to Chill. I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Hannah.
And our special guest is
Maddie.
And you will hear from us next week. Have a Thanksgiving,
great Thanksgiving, everyone. Have a good break. Hope everything's going well. And we are out.
Bye.
Bye.